In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, amen. We welcome you to the Mercy Hour. Right now it's the Mercy Hour, 3 p.m. on Saturday, the feast day of St. Dominic, a great preacher of the Word of God, and a great preacher also of the Most Holy Rosary. As we call to mind the passion and death of Christ, who shed his precious blood for us on Calvary, 2,000 years ago. We'd like to unite ourselves with the passion, suffering, and death of Christ. In the diary, we read that those who are able to offer to God the Father the suffering of a son on Calvary, the Father can deny that person that prays nothing whatsoever. So taking that into account, we're going to be praying with a lot of confidence. Jesus, I trust in you. For many intentions that are present in our hearts. Well, I'd like to pray for priests and bishops and preachers that we would preach the fullness of the truth. That's the essence of St. Dominic, what you have contemplated in your holy hour, so to speak, shine and share with others. Let's pray that preachers would preach the fullness of the truth. Eric, would you like to add your own intention?
Yes, for the memorial of St. Dominic today, just a great gratitude to our Blessed Mother and our Lord for the gift of the Holy Rosary, and also for the grace that families will pray the rosary every day, and especially for the fathers to be able to lead the families in a prayer.
Mary, do you have an intention?
Yes, my intention is it's for all of us, because if we change, we will change the world. So I want to pray for all of us, all our family here, that we will see that how little we need and only cling to Christ and to Mary and bring their message to the world and to our family.
We spend about 20 seconds in silence so you can formulate your own intentions. Chaplet of Divine Mercy. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us.
O Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death.
I believe in God, the Father, the Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell the third day, rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God, Father Almighty, from there he shall come to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Eternal Father, I offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Eternal Father, I offer you the
body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have Mercy on us, and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Mercy on us, and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us, and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us, and on the whole world.
Eternal Father, I offer you
the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, and atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Eternal Father,
I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, and atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
The Eternal Father,
I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God.
Holy Mighty One. Holy Immortal One. Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God. Holy Mighty One. Holy Immortal One. Have mercy on us and all. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Mortal One, have mercy. Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus, I trust in you.
I trust in you. We'll be reading from the Diary of St. Faustina, number 67. When I fell sick, probably the beginning of consumption, after my first vows, and when despite the kind and solicitous cares of my superiors and the efforts of the doctor, I felt neither better nor worse. Remarks began to reach my ears, which inferred that I was making believe. With that, my suffering was doubled, and this lasted for quite a long time. One day I complained to Jesus that I was being a burden to the sisters. Jesus answered me, "You are not living for yourself, but for souls. Other souls will profit from your sufferings. Your prolonged suffering will give them the light and strength to accept my will."
Contrary to modern worldly wisdom that portrays suffering as being something useless, it's not the case as we read the Diary of St. Faustina. And it's not the case as we go through the lives of the saints. It's not the case as we contemplate the last 4 or 5 years of John Paul II. It's not the case as we read through one of the most important documents of the past 50 years on suffering called Salvifici Doloris. That was an apostolic exhortation, I think it was, by John Paul II, in which he says that suffering does have value inasmuch as we're united to the sufferings of Christ. So all of you have sufferings. It could be physical, it could be emotional, it could be social, it could be economic, it could be moral. Pray for the grace not to waste your suffering, but to unite your suffering to the cross of Christ and to place that on the altar. So that as I lift up the chalice, I lift up the host, your suffering will have infinite value because it's united to the wounds of Christ. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
May Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.